There's something very obnoxious about that, and it's always sort of struck me as a little bit like when I was in college and I would meet girls who would be crying at parties, and you'd ask them what's wrong, and they'd tell you all about how they had this boyfriend who treated them like garbage, and you're going, why are you dating this guy? And well, the answer was always basically because she knew that deep down inside there was a guy who could be reformed and who could be fixed, and she could be the one to fix him. And I think there's an aspect that Lutherans oftentimes have in that regard, is that we know our theology is great and awesome, and we know that we understand this concept of the proper distinction between law and gospel, and having the gospel predominate in our preaching. But the reality is, a lot of the time, the reason people don't come to church is because we're living in a culture that hasn't even remotely begun to wrestle with the idea that we are actually sinners who don't deserve God's grace and His mercy. And I think that's very clearly reflected in a culture that each and every single time when people are confronted with their sins and asked to change their behavior and to do something differently, their response is to say, "Who on earth do you think you are to ask me to change my life?" It's just utterly bizarre that you can read the scriptures and constantly be hearing the word of God and yet somehow think that at no point in your life is it ever reasonable to suggest that if you don't want to do what the Bible says, that it's a you problem and not a problem with the Bible.